Computer engineer Craig Newmark is an accidental entrepreneur. He started Craigslist as a hobby in 1995. Born in Morristown, New Jersey, he studied at Case Western University in Cleveland, Ohio. After working for IBM in Florida and Michigan, he moved to San Francisco in 1993 to do computer security at an investment firm.
In 94, I was working at Charles Schwab & Company. I saw a lot of people helping each other out on the net. And by the time early 95 came around, I decided that I should give back a little. So I started a very simple mailing list for events in San Francisco. And then people suggested more, and I tried to respond to their suggestions.
The site gradually expanded to include classified ads, discussion forums, and community notices. Today, Craigslist users can find almost anything they want, from furniture for their home to a date for the evening. It is a simple text-based site, and Newmark says it offers a basic service.
We provide a very simple website where people can get everyday stuff done, like finding a job or a place to live, or maybe selling your stuff. Somehow it works out kind of like a flea market, which is to say it's very down-to-earth and grassroots, and part of our success is getting out of the way, because people don't need another middleman to really get in the way.
For most users, Craigslist is free. The company generates revenue by charging businesses a fee to post ads for job openings. It also charges New York housing brokers a fee to post their ads. The prices are a bargain, far lower than those charged for classified ads in newspapers. And wherever Craigslist is popular, newspapers lose money. Craigslist is privately held and does not discuss its finances, but one industry analyst estimates its current annual revenues at $80 million. The company, which has just 25 employees, is housed in a Victorian wood frame house in San Francisco. Yet from its inconspicuous office, it has created online communities in more than 500 cities, from Mexico to Malaysia. Newmark says the site is growing in the Middle East, with a local site now operating in the city of Ramallah, a location suggested to Newmark by Palestinian friends.
I've seen it in Cairo and Tel Aviv, for example, and on a personal basis, I'd like to see the Ramallah site growing.
Newmark downplays his own skills as a manager and says the company's chief executive, Jim Buckmaster, provides the business guidance. Newmark is low-key and unassuming and says his main role today is ensuring good customer service. Craigslist has had its growing pains. It is currently involved in a legal quarrel with business partner eBay. The giant internet auction site holds a minority share in Craigslist. The two companies are doing battle in court in a dispute that could determine the future direction of Craigslist. Craigslist has also had problems with people trying to use its site for fraud or illicit activities. One user allegedly tried to hire an assassin to kill a romantic rival, but users can flag questionable postings, and if enough of them do that, the listing is deleted. Newmark says the site is overseen by those who use it, in keeping with the philosophy of his company.
Provide a culture of trust, work with people to build and maintain that, and you can trust people, people can trust each other. There are bad guys out there, but very few, and we provide our community with the means of detecting and getting rid of the bad guys. That works.
He says internet sites like Craigslist are creating virtual communities and giving people a forum to express themselves.
I think the internet is a real tool for everyone, not just the powerful or influential, but the internet is everyone's printing press. The cost of entry is very low. It's still too much in a lot of places, but there are people who now have a voice that never had a voice before, and that helps people out.
Craigslist faces competition from internet rivals such as Kijiji, which eBay brought to the United States last year. And Walmart, the world's biggest retailer, now offers free classified ads on its website. Newmark says despite the competition, he and CEO Jim Buckmaster are determined to keep the site user-based and have no intention of taking the company public and becoming billionaires.
We've made a decision based on our values, which we share with most people. That is, once you've made enough money to have a comfortable living and to do a little better than that, maybe save for retirement, what's the point in making more? It feels better to change the world a little, and that works.
Newmark says he is relying on technology to help him expand the reach of the Craigslist site, allowing users to build new web-based communities in more and more cities around the world. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, San Francisco.